सुधर्ममपि चावेक्ष्य न विकम्पितमर्हसि धर्म्याद्युद्धाश्रयोऽन्यद् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। स्वधर्मम अपि चावेक्ष्य। So here, Krishna, in his arguments with Arjuna, in his discussion with Arjuna, is now moving to a different argument. After talking about Atma-gyan, now he is going to talk about how that Atma-gyan is to be applied. So verses 11 to 30 talk about knowledge of the soul, and therefore that because the soul is indestructible and the body is inevitably destructible, so do not lament. But then the question comes up, okay, even if I understand I am the soul, what do I do in my life practically? I still have to live in this world, and to live in this world I have to act here. And how do I act after I understand I am the soul? So Krishna will talk about various levels of dharma, and the first level that he talks of here is the level wherein he talks of the kshatriya dharma, which based on an understanding of the eternality of the soul aims for heaven. So swadharmam pichaveksha. Aveksha, considering, deliberating, thinking deeply, swadharmam api. By deliberating on your swadharma, navikampitum arhasi, navikampitum. By kampa, means to tremble, means to hesitate. You do not deserve to hesitate. Navikampitum arhasi, does behoove you to tremble. Why? Dharmyad yuddhachreyo anyad. Dharmyad, in the service of dharma, yuddha, fighting a war. So, dharmyad yuddhachreyo anyad. Any other shreya, any other long-term good, that is not kshatriyasya na vidyate. There is nothing else that a kshatriya can do which will be better. Na vidyate. That means that there is nothing better. Now this is interesting, that a kshatriya in the Vedic culture is taught to act according to the path of honor. And acting according to the path of honor means that one lives with not just the goal of worldly prosperity, but also an otherworldly goal. So, a kshatriya who fights honorably is a person attains auspiciousness, attains heaven. The attainment of heaven will be talked about in the future verses in this section. But let's focus on this point, that swadharma, swadharmam apichaveksha, considering your swadharma. So this is the first time this word swadharma comes in the Bhagavad Gita. And that actually, this verse indicates the dynamism of dharma. That means, dharma is not something which is simply on-off. Or dharma is not exactly universal, or you could say one-size-fits-all. That means that Krishna is talking, differentiate between dharma and swadharma. So dharma is different for different people. So what is the dharma for one person may not be the dharma for another person. And that is evident also in the fact that further. Different varanas have different dharmas. So the whole idea is that we are all different. Individually, we are all as individuals, we are different, and we cannot be expected everyone to do the same kind of activities. So therefore, because of this diversity in our life, the consequence is that swadharma, that we all need an individual customization of dharma for us. So that does not necessarily mean dharma has to have infinite varieties. It simply means that dharma has to be customized. So with the broad level, there are the four divisions of dharma into the four varnas. So the swadharma is the customization of dharma in a way that can be best practiced by an individual according to one's nature and a situation. So the four varnas, each of the varnas has their own dharma. The duties of a kshatriya are different than the duties of a vaishya. In fact, they're so different that sometimes there may seem to be no similarity, very little similarity between the two. Now, ahimsa is considered to be duty of a brahmana, but yuddhe chapya palayanam, not going away from a battlefield, is considered to be a quality of a kshatriya. So, although both of them are ultimately at the spiritual level meant to follow the same dharma. So the spiritual dharma of all of us is the same, to love and to serve Krishna. But at the material level, how that dharma will be expressed will vary according to person to person. So this is something similar to how in a hospital, the whole hospital is a place for treatment. But not everybody can be given just the same treatment. Different people have different diseases, and according to the diagnosis of the doctor, a particular treatment has to be prescribed. So the same treatment cannot be prescribed for everyone. So the four, what are called as castes in the caste system today, are actually four human types. So the intellectual, the administrator, the business person, and the general assistant. These are four human types, broad human types. Of course, there are many subgradations in them, but these four broad human types, they are engaged materially according to their nature. And in that way, their individual talents are utilized and society gets the maximum benefit by having them engaged according to their nature. And by so doing, they can all move onwards in their spiritual journey. In their, they live in relative satisfaction materially because they are engaged according to the talents and society values their contributions. So materially there is satisfaction. What is considered to be such a major aspect of the society, job satisfaction. They get that. And after that, they further also get, because they are relatively peaceful materially, compatible situation materially, they can focus on moving onwards and using their energy to grow spiritually also. So swadharma is the concept of swadharma indicates the depth of thought that the Vedic spiritual culture has given for how best to arrange society so as to ensure its optimal material administration and the best individual utilization and the best spiritual growth, both individually and socially. And Krishna is telling Arjuna, swadharmam apicha aveksha. So contemplate on your swadharma. So all of us we too, when we have to make decisions in our life, we do understand ultimately that we want to serve Krishna, and that is our ultimate duty. But along with that, we also need to recognize that we have a particular swadharma, and without understanding that swadharma, we will not be able to act in the most in the best possible way for ourselves. So discovering our swadharma may not be very easy, but still by observing ourselves and seeing what we are good at, seeing what how we can best contribute in our society, we can understand our swadharma and we can act. So the idea is that after I understand I am the soul, that doesn't mean I just summarily reject the body. No, I understand how my body is constituted, and accordingly I engage myself in the best possible way in the service of dharma, swadharma according to my material nature, and also according to my spiritual nature I practice the paradharma of loving and serving Krishna, which is universal for all living beings, and the swadharma is customized according to individual nature. Thank you.